Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of May 16, 2025 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. Well, it's the last night of the season. This is always a bittersweet time of the year as we wrap up. But we're looking forward to the national tournament in Cleveland and all the fun that the summer can bring. As usual, I'll put out a set of notes periodically throughout the summer when there are items of interest, so keep your eye out. Lane assignments week 21. Lane 35, team 1, sharpshooters. Lane 36, team 6, silver bullets. Lane 37, team 7, hangmen. Lane 38, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 39, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 40, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 41, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 42, Team 8, Rough Riders. Subs for tonight, Lane 37, Team 7, out, Thelma Crumpler, in, Kenny McNeil. Lane 38, Team 4, out, Kaisha Adams, in, Zelda Price. Lane 40, Team 3, out, Van McLean Jr., in, Thomas Holloman. And Lane 42, Team 8, out, John Blackwelder, in, Judy Eason. Outlaw clothing items. Pricing is as follows. Shirt sleeve t-shirts, $20 up to size XL. $21 for 2XL, $23 for 3XL, $24 for 4XL. Add $3 if you want a pocket t-shirt. Long sleeve t-shirts, $23 up to size XL. That's up to size XL. $25 for 2XL. $26 for 3XL. Zip hoodies, $37 up to size XL. 2XL, add $3. 3XL, add $4. 4XL, add $5 each. Hooded zip jackets, $53 up to size XL, $55 for 2XL, $60 for 3XL, and $63 for 4XL. I need a dozen items to make up an order. So if you want something, please email it to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. And I will add it to the list. I do not know when these will be back, probably not by national tournament time. But I can make an order and figure out how to get them to you when they come in. We have not yet set a date for our end of season dinner. Stay tuned for that information. The ABBA National Tournament. Information. I have scheduled. We will bowl masters at 1 p.m. on Friday. Saturday is singles and doubles, beginning at 9:30 a.m. and Sunday's team competition begins at 10 a.m. The silent auction will be set up on Thursday and Friday from 2 to 7 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. There will be hospitality from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, with a board meeting beginning at 7 p.m. and a pajama jam from 9 p.m. until midnight. The convention meeting is Saturday, beginning at 5 p.m., with the banquet and dance beginning at 8 p.m. The bus schedule to the alley is as follows. Be at the front entrance of the hotel 15 minutes before time for the bus to leave. Friday buses leave at 8 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 11:45 a.m. Saturday buses leave at 7:30 a.m., 8:45 a.m., and 11:30 a.m. Sunday buses leave at 7 a.m., 8:15 a.m., and 9:15 a.m. Buses will leave from the alley when the bus is full after each squad. Everyone will need to wear their wristband to ride the bus. If you have non-bowling guests, you'll need to get me the $18 registration fee before we go, if possible, so I can pay it when I pick up our packet, which I will do on Thursday afternoon when I get there. This will give them a wristband required to ride the bus to and from the alley and to participate in hospitality at the hotel. New ABBA website. ABBA has a new website. The address is www.theabba.org. It's still a work in progress, but it is professionally done, very attractive, and hopefully will be useful to everyone inside and outside of ABBA. As part of the website, ABBA now has a merchandise store. Click on the link at the bottom of the first page of the website for the ABBA swag shop and check out all the different shirts, other clothing items, cups, even stuffed animals branded with the new ABBA logo. Please note, some of the shirts are a looser fit and some are more fitted, so measure and order carefully. ABBA has a new company who designed our logo, has the store page set up, and is doing the website for us. A portion of the sale price of each item on the site benefits the ABBA. And if you are a fan of the Terry Lynn chocolates and nuts that the ABBA has been selling, click on the link below in this paragraph of the newsletter. And be advised that the company is closing and will cease operations on June 30. So if you would like to make final orders, we've been advised to do so by May 23rd, if possible. There are two seminars being offered through the Durham Exchange Club Industries. Estate Planning, Wills, Last Testaments, and Trusts, on Tuesday, May 20th at 1 p.m., and Able Accounts, Tuesday, June 10th at 1 p.m. Let's review them. Fundamentals of Estate Planning. Join us at DECI for a seminar about future planning for those you care for and about, especially for individuals with special needs and or disabilities. Tuesday, May 20, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at DECI, 1717 East Lawson Street, Durham, North Carolina, 27703. RSVP to Sonia Beckford. That's S-B-E-C-K-F-O-R-D at DECI.org. Or call her at 984-243-44. That number is 984-243-8441. I messed that up. I'll do it again. 984-243-8441. Front visitor parking spaces or lower lot available. Please sign into the front desk upon arrival. What you'll learn: how inheritance may impact Medicaid or other public benefits, what to know about guardianship and decision-making authority, whether you need an executor and what their role involves, ways to leave behind financial support without risking benefits. And then ABLE Accounts 101, that is ABLE Accounts 101, as in the level of sophistication. Protect your benefits, grow your savings. Join us at DECI for a free seminar on ABLE Accounts, Tuesday, June 10th, 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Durham Exchange Club Industries, 1717 East Lawson Street, Durham, NC, 27703. RSVP to Sonia Beckford, that's S-B-E-C-K-F-O-R-D at DECI.org, or call 984-243-8441. Front visitor parking spaces or lower lot available. Please sign in at the front desk upon arrival. Here's what you'll see. What is an ABLE account? Well, ABLE stands for Achieving a Better Life Experience. It is a financial account that is tax advantaged as a savings and investment account for individuals with disabilities. Save without affecting most federally funded benefits. Use for housing, education, transportation, medical needs, and more. Earnings grow tax-free when used for qualified quality expenses, QDESs. Why is this important? Living with a disability is expensive. ABLE accounts provide a safe and flexible way to save for current and future expenses, maintain eligibility for crucial public benefits, and empower financial independence and security. The 2025 Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association Reunion and Convention. Hello, GMS alumni and friends. This letter serves as your invitation to attend our annual GMS AAI reunion convention. Please read below for details about hotel reservations, reunion and membership registration, and some general information that you will find helpful. Throughout the reunion convention, we will be celebrating the 180th anniversary of education being taught to blind and visually impaired people. The date, Friday, August 1st through Sunday, August 3rd, 2025. Location, Homewood Suites, Crabtree, Raleigh, 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, NC, 27612. The room rate is $125 plus tax per night. There is also a $75 incidental fee. The room rates include a free hot breakfast buffet, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., two double beds or one single bed. You can call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131 and request a room in the GMS AAI Annual Convention Room Block. There are a limited number of available rooms in our room block for anyone wishing to arrive on Thursday, July 31st. Please note the cutoff date for the room reservations is Friday, July 31st. Check-in time is 3 o'clock p.m. and check-out time is 11 a.m. There is not an ATM machine and no hotel transportation. The registration fee for annual members to attend the reunion is $60. For lifetime members, $50. For guests, $90. The registration fee will cover all meals and activities throughout the reunion. The registration fee for Friday only, which includes a light supper and activities, will be $30. For Saturday lunch, $30. For Saturday dance and light food, $30. The deadline to register for the reunion is Friday, July 31st. Anyone who registered past the deadline will have an additional $10 fee. Also, you can register at the hotel on the day of the event. However, you will still have to pay the additional late fee. There will be no refunds of registration fees in the event of a cancellation. You may register online via our website at www.gmsaai.org and follow the PayPal instructions. If you prefer to mail your registration, the payment address is P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, NC, 27661. If you'd like to bring door prizes, we would very much appreciate them. Throughout the reunion, there will be many fun activities to participate in. A few examples include Let's Make a Deal Bingo, Game Extravaganza, Meet and Greet, Share Your Gifts, and much more. Also, there will be a dance Saturday night. Share Your Gifts is a way for anyone who would like to do any kind of performance. For example, poetry reading, singing, dancing, comedy, arts and crafts, and storytelling. If you have any questions about Share Your Gifts, please contact Marjorie Hurd. Her phone number is listed below. And if you have any questions about the Game Extravaganza, please contact Pat Cooley Duncan. Her phone number is listed below. An agenda will be given to everyone on August 1st. Detailing the times and places of the events. So if you have any questions, please contact Susan Patterson, Chairman, phone 919-798-2222, email missp2015@gmail.com, Marjorie Hurd, phone 919-665-7206, email marjorie.hurd3@gmail.com. Janie Garland, phone 984-206-9883, email purplebear137@hotmail.com, Annie Burris, phone 704-307-7560, email Ann Burris, that's A-N-N-B-U-R-R-I-S, 3000@gmail.com, or Patricia Coley Duncan, phone 984-349-1022. Thank you in advance for your attendance and participation in the GMS AAI reunion. Let's turn to some recipes that will bowl you over. Baked potato salad. Here are your ingredients. 4 pounds of russet potatoes. 2 tablespoons of finely chopped dill pickles plus 1/4 cup juice from the jar. 1 1/4 cups of sour cream, 1/2 cup mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon ranch dressing, 2 teaspoons yellow mustard, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 teaspoon ground black pepper, 8 slices of cooked bacon, chopped and divided, 1 1/2 cups of shredded sharp cheddar cheese, 1/4 cup of thinly sliced green onions, plus more for serving. Your directions? Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Place the potatoes on a baking sheet. Using a fork, prick the potatoes all over. Bake until the fork is tender. I think it's until the potatoes are tender when you punch them with a fork. It'll be about 1 hour. Let them cool for 15 to 20 minutes, or until able to handle comfortably. Peel the potatoes, chop into 1-inch pieces, and transfer to a large bowl. It's okay if they crumble a bit. Add all the little pieces to the bowl. Drizzle the chopped potatoes with the pickle juice, and let them sit until the potatoes have cooled completely, about 1 hour. In a small bowl, stir together the sour cream, mayonnaise, pickles, ranch seasoning, mustard, salt, and pepper until fully combined. Pour the sour cream mixture over the cooled potatoes. Add the chopped bacon, reserving 2 tablespoons. Add the cheese and the green onion and stir gently until everything is combined. Refrigerate until ready to serve. Top with more green onion and the remaining 2 tablespoons of bacon just before serving. Now, moving from the field to the sea, we'll take a look at shrimp pasta salad. Here are your ingredients. 1 pound medium shrimp peeled, deveined, and tails removed. 2 tablespoons salted butter, melted. 2 teaspoons Old Bay seasoning. Or use frozen, cooked shrimp and thaw, toss in butter, and Old Bay. Then 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, plus more for the pasta water. 1 1-pound box of elbow pasta. 1 cup of mayonnaise. 1/2 cup sour cream or Greek yogurt. 1/4 cup chopped fresh chives. 1 tablespoon lemon zest, plus 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice from 1 to 2 lemons. 1 teaspoon hot sauce, optional. 1/2 teaspoon ground black pepper, 3 celery stalks chopped, and 1 red bell pepper chopped. Here are your directions. Preheat your oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Place the shrimp on the prepared baking sheet, drizzle with butter, and toss with the Old Bay seasoning. Spread the shrimp in a single layer and roast until pink, curled, and cooked through, about 5 to 7 minutes. Allow the shrimp to cool completely. Then bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Add the pasta and cook for 1 minute longer than the package directions. Drain, rinse with cold water, and let cool. In a very large bowl, whisk together the mayonnaise, sour cream, chives, lemon zest, lemon juice, hot sauce if you like, black pepper and salt. Fold in the shrimp, pasta, celery, and bell pepper, and then serve at room temperature or chilled, and wait for the applause from your audience. Well, here's the final bowling schedule listing. May 16, bowl week 21. And May 22 to 25, the ABBA National Tournament in Cleveland, Ohio. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of May 16, 2025. Content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. And if you have any questions about the recording itself, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden. Thank you for letting me read the and record the Raleigh Outlaws news and notes for this current season. And I hope that everyone who goes to the ABBA National has a wonderful time. So long. See you later.